K9 FM.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 2 minutes. CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Normal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. So now we'll begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG Q portion. We'll now begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with... ...to AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, W4FCM, Fred in Traverse Rest, N4IEI, Isla in Traverse Rest, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, and KJ4UHF, Jack in Simpsonville, KX4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, K4RM, Fred in Piedmont, N4MRY, Mary in Piedmont, KF4RVH, James in Greenville, KO4RIM, Ben in Piedmont, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacresville, KO4RMM, Kurt in Greenville, KG4WNP, Landon in Greenville, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, and K4OSH, Pat in Malden. I appreciate you guys using the pre-check-in on the Braj website. That's a neat function. Okay, so now we'll make a call for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Recognized via EchoLink, KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. And John, I sent you a text message on EchoLink. Just want to let you know it's there. And so with that, we'll move on to the RF portions of the check-ins. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
Hey. Hope you and Miss Anna are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. It's all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
For NUE. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
QE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. Just mark me negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up in Fletcher. And John, I don't know if I recognized that you wanted to make a comment or not, so let me back up and I have you down for comment, sir. And KK4JBQ, that's my good friend Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for comment, sir. He brings along his wife, KC4MFK. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. And also KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Are there any more stations, India through Lima? Please call KO4NUE. Move to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
No control. Please check in Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel K9OH. Billy N. Anderson this evening, and I'd like to make a quick announcement if I could.
Billy, that would like to recognize K9OH, Mr. Billy N. Anderson. Go ahead with your announcement, Billy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We have the 14547 repeater back to full operation with new feed line, new antenna, and it's back to the original coverage area back before the tornado of 2019. So feel free to use it, anybody that needs to use it. It's back to 100% coverage. Thank you, sir, for letting me put the announcement out. $73.
The announcement, Billy, I know that's a vital link, and we appreciate everything you do with the Skywarn, and appreciate you taking care of that. Are there any stations that need any fills on Billy's announcement? Over. So we move on. Mike through Papa, any other station with the suffix Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Ed, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena and my husband Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rig, and by telephone relay our daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
I'm on fire to test my spot that from the service.
Monday night net controller, Miss Wendy, all in Simpsonville. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred mobling around in Piedmont. And Fred, you be careful out there tonight, sir. All right, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. And Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie, KN4OBC. This is John in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Internet, we'd like to recognize KN4OBC. That's Mr. John in Greenville. John, appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir, and I think that's the first time I've had you in my log. So we have a net every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller, so please come by anytime, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, any station. With the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
NUE. Kilo Victor 4 Romeo Victor. Ross, Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar. I'm in Taylor's. I will be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net, Jeff.
KC4SKD, Larry. And also KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both Beasley in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
4NUE. Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor. KI4THV, Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Taking KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lemon Golf, Chris and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
Back up and straighten up a few things here. So let's start with Mr. Ross. I believe your call was KV4 Romeo Victor. Is that correct, sir?
That's positive. Kilo Victor 4 Romeo Victor.
And KC4 SKD. I did not get your name, sir.
Clear. KC4 SKD.
Four or Kilo Golf 4, Larry?
4.
Coming back, I think I got it straight. All right, let's back up and recognize Whiskey November 4 Sierra. That's Mr. Chris and Lyman. KV4 RV, Ross and Taylors. KC4 SKD, Larry in Easley. And KG4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, I believe, Rhonda in Easley. KI4 Tango Hotel Victor, Danny in Traveler's Rest. And KO4 QLG, Chris in Liberty. Larry, did I get your wife's call right, sir? So we'll move on. Any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. The next group, which is Uniform through Zulu, any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KUE. Lilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve, and Inman on an HT tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. This is Kilo Echo Zero, Uniform X-Ray. Joe in Mount Pisgah, North Carolina. In and out, 73 to everybody on the net.
UE. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Blue Ridge 2-Bitter Net would like to recognize KN4 VWA. That's Mr. Steve on a handheld in Inman. Steve, you're making a good trip through the repeater tonight. Also, KE0UUX. That's our good friend Joe up at Mount Pisgah. And Joe, we're all a little bit envious of you sometimes up there at Mount Pisgah. and K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy, in southern Greenville County. Are there any more stations, quote, uniform through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, W4CWS, name's Cola. I'm at Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and listen.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
NUE. Chad, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey X-Ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT Danny, over here in Gastonia. Please have me out after formal, please, and 73 to all. Good night and good net.
KO4NUE. W4DJW again to check in KO4HKX Patrick. He asked me to relay him in if he hadn't checked in by the time I check in. W4DJW, back to net.
Get home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, 84CHY, Keeper, Seneca. No traffic, no comment. I'll be hanging around listening.
I think I got everybody. We'd start off with W4CWF, that's my good friend Colin up in Mill Spring. W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave in Greer. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. WX4DAT, Danny in Gastonia. By relay, telephone relay, KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Boone, North Carolina tonight. And my good friend Gary, KI4DOS, our Wednesday night net controller. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, all in Easley. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith in Seneca. And Gary, there was a little bit of a double there. Did you want to make comments tonight, sir?
Ask me, I said no comments, no traffic, no chew tonight. If I decide to reach you to make comments, I'll recheck over.
I said it was a double there. I'd recognized the last bit of your call. Didn't hear all of your transmissions, so just wanted to clarify. Okay, so any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
K1CJW, it's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, and a very good evening to all.
NUE, good. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Recognize K1CJW, that's Mr. Roland in Easley. And Roland, I hope you are doing well, sir. Also, we'd like to recognize KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave in Easley. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. All right, we'll go ahead and move on up to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. And everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
Net would like to recognize N4HHC, that's Mr. Warren, up in Taylor's. Warren, I hope you're not the only one in that group tonight, but I'll make one more call. Echo Through Hotel, any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. So with that, we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, just in from our club meeting. Up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
NUE. Hope you're down in this hole. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZM Mobile. Heading back to Function Town. No traffic, no round tape.
To recognize KK4JFO, that's Mr. James, up on that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We'd also like to recognize KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, mobiling around in Pumpkin Town. Andy, don't let them pumpkins get you tonight. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. KO4NUE,
please check and kill Oscar 4. X-ray Bravo, forward in Simpsonville.
UE, before Alpha Tango Bravo, John and Travelers Rest.
2 meter net, would like to recognize KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, hope you are doing well and enjoyed your comments this afternoon before the net. Also, the net would like to recognize N4ATB, Mr. John, in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you joining us tonight, John. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Zulu, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Whiskey, coming out of Edmond, South Carolina, Mobile, negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize KO4NNW. And, sir, I'm sorry, I did not get your name. I recognize KO4NNW. That's Mr. Shane mobiling around in Edmond. And, Shane, I'm pretty sure that's the first time I've got your call in my log tonight. So, just want to remind you, we have net every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller. And we'd love to have you drop by. Anytime, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us. All right, I'll make one more call before we move on to the rag queue. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and close the formal portion of the net out. We'd like to thank each station for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag queue may secure at this time. This is Kilo Oscar 4. November Uniform Echo, as usual. It has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin the rag queue portion, and we'll stop periodically for check-ins and comments. So first on the stump tonight is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, take it, John.
This is KN4RJN. Chad, I haven't talked to you in a while. What you been up to?
KN4RGN, KO4NUE. Well, John, I'm in a little bit of trouble at the house. I stay in a little bit of trouble all the time, but this time I got my dad a little bit mad at me. He's got this little farm all tractor, and the last couple years he has not planted a garden. The COVID virus kind of knocked wind out of his sails, and so this year he decided he wanted to plant a garden. So he comes up to the house yesterday all nasty and sweaty and smelling like, you know, nasty gasoline, and I've got this tractor running and I need you to help me get the plows on it. So I went down to help him put the plows on the thing, and he wanted me to go plow the garden with it. Well, I drove it around there, and as soon as I put the plows in the ground, it cut off. We couldn't get it started back, so we tried to pull it off for about 30, 40 minutes, and I just told him to park it in the shop, and I'll fix it tomorrow. So this morning I got up and got the tractor running, and the radiator is leaking on it and will not hold water. So while in his absence, I just made the decision to use the Massey Ferguson with the tiller behind it, the 5-foot tiller, to till the garden. So I dug up all the tomato plants and moved them about 3 feet so I could get the tiller through there. You know where this is going to end up, right? So I ended up plowing up 3 or 4 of the tomato plants. He's not too happy about that. And, you know, he's been fussing all day. So I got to call him after the net and listen to it for about 30 minutes. So, you know, I'm not looking forward to that.
This is KN4RJN. Well, you know what they say, Chad. No good deed goes unpunished. That'll teach you.
That text message and told me that, you know, tomato plants are wilted. And, you know, I think I got 4 tomato plants and 3 of the pepper plants, too. And he's just still not too happy about the tractor. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell him there. But, you know, I did best I could do. But I sure did. I didn't space them out as far as I should have. And, you know, the tiller kind of, the edge of the tines kind of got a couple of them, you know, up in the, I mean, they just chewed them up. You can't even find them. So I'm going to have to swing by a store tomorrow, I guess, and get some more tomato plants. If I didn't kill them all when I transplanted them, but we'll see.
This is KN4JN. Yeah, well. Chad, if you didn't have bad luck, you wouldn't have any luck at all, you know? It's like, anyway, not much going on up here. If Anna's listening, she was listening the other night when I told about the meteor shower and the lunar eclipse. Be sure, and she should be dragging you out to take a look at that. At least I hope so, or at least drag your binoculars out to look at the lunar eclipse. You don't need anything for the meteor shower, but just lawn chair and your favorite beverage and possibly a blanket. It might get a little cool, but like I said, I hadn't chatted with you for a while. I want to check, see how you're doing, and not much going on up here. So I'll say 73s, and I'll back on out of here and see if Gary's got anything to say. So, in any event, this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Don't back out so quick. So, just, you know, we'll let you know that she has set an alarm with Alexa and an alarm and a calendar event on my phone. I'm not quite figured out how she can, you know, send calendar alerts on my phone and set alarms. But evidently at 4:30 this morning, Alexa says there's quite an event going on. So I will get my blanket on and I guess we'll have some hot coffee at 4:30 this morning. So, you know, as far as the tomato plants go, you know, it was a good idea at the time, but, you know, afterwards, sometimes, you know, if it had went well, it'd been a good idea, but, you know, when things go wrong, that's when it becomes a problem, I guess.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, what's happening at 4:30 this morning? I don't recall anything going on this morning. There's the lunar eclipse isn't until May 15th, and Friday, fairly early in the morning, there's you can catch the meteor shower. But I'm not sure what's happening tomorrow.
Wes, KN4RJN, watch the sky. So, not sure, but if nothing's happening at 4:30 this morning, I need to know.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I've still got my notes here from the other night, and I've got Friday, May 6th is the meteor shower. It's the Aquarius, and Aquarius will rise about 2:30. And once it gets up a little ways, you should be able to see a few meteors. And then you've got a lunar eclipse on the May 15th, begins about 10:30 in the evening and hits totality about 11:30. And totality lasts for about 80-85 minutes, and then about 4:14 that following morning, you can see what's called the full blood moon. But I don't know that I don't know what's going on tomorrow morning off the top of my head, but let me take a quick look here.
TN-204-NUE. Well, while you're looking, she's coming back from a road trip, so I'll get that straight when she comes home, because if I don't need to be up at 4:30 in the morning, I'm not gonna do it. You know, rest is precious.
Roger. Well, I don't want you to blame me for getting you up at 4:30 in the morning when there's nothing going on. So I'm still looking, but I'll get back with you here in a second.
Well, while you're looking, I'm on, if you don't mind, John, I'm going to move on to Mr. Larry and Greer. And if you find something out, please let me know. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, you got the next on the stump, sir.
Here we are, KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, I sure hope you get your astrological events in order there, Chad. You don't want to be up at 4:30 just to watch a dark sky. But John will catch, it will set you straight there, I am sure. I hadn't heard anything of Lewis and his new bride, and I thought maybe you'd bring us a little news on how they're getting along, those newlyweds.
So he has, he called 2 days ago and said that he works down at the Anderson Hospital, and he has been greeting patients as they come in the door, getting some basic information, name and address, and what is, you know, what is your problem today. And he has, you know, quite the stories to tell. You know, his whole gambit of you know, people that come into the emergency room for, you know, various and assorted things. But he is a little bit perplexed as to what to do with some of the symptoms, you know, some of the patients. And so he just sits down and talks to them until, you know, the nurse can get there. And, you know, just writes down the basics. And he works, I don't know, I think 10, 12 hours a day, I think, and certain days a week, and goes to school. And that is, I wouldn't say causing a problem with, you know, a newlywed, but he has made the decision that I'm going to summer school, and I'm going to go ahead and get my senior year finished up in college ASAP. So I guess he's, you know, figuring things out, but he seems to be very happy. And you know, Anna and the new bride get along very well. They call and, you know, talk 2 or 3 times a day. So Anna's, you know, happy with that, and we're, you know, kind of pleased that that's going well. But all in all, things are going well with him.
Good to hear. It's you know, it can go a lot of ways, welcoming a new member into the family. And I'm glad that's going so well. And I wish him all the best in finishing up. I do recall my last year, it was a whirlwind type of thing. We were anticipating moving from East Tennessee to South Carolina, and everything seemed to be happening all at once, you know. And I no sooner walked across the, there was a stage built in the outdoors to for the graduation ceremony. And my parents were in attendance. That's kind of a long story, but they showed up, and all was well there. Made me very pleased. It was almost worth all the effort just to get my folks at the ceremony. But we no sooner finished that up than we had to finish up packing and get on the truck. And out of town we left. It can be a whirlwind, you know, when you're trying to put life together, especially at that time. You know, your son is, I was, oh gosh, I think 45 when Don and I married, and that's a little late. I was what they called a non-traditional student in school. All of my fellow students were teenagers and early 20s. But anyway, that's good to hear about Lewis, and I wish them all the best. I wanted to thank you for the little video snip that you sent on the antenna launcher. That brought back some memories for me, and I got a few questions about it, if you don't mind.
Learned a lesson as a net controller. Don't open two rag chutes at once. So, Mr. Larry, I will be right back to you. Let me close this out with John so that I can focus on your conversation. So, lesson learned. I'll be right back. KN4RJN, KO4NUE. Got anything for me, John?
This is KN4RJN. the only thing happening tomorrow in the after dusk on Wednesday evening, the moon will be very close to what is known as Messier 35, or also known as NGC 2168, or also known as the Shoebuckle Cluster. And if you go out after dark, and it doesn't have to be at 4:30 in the morning, and let the moon move out of the way, if you got a good set of binoculars, you can see what is known as the Shoebuckle Cluster. It'll be about where the moon is shortly after dark. It'll be there in the Gemini constellation close to it. So, but you definitely don't have to get up 4:30 in the morning on that one. So I'm not sure what she's referring to. you'll have to straighten that out with her. And if all else fails, just give me a call sometime tomorrow. And I hope you won't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Thank you, John. Trust me, I'll get it straight. I appreciate you letting me know. And do you have anything else for us, John?
Negative, but if you get up 4:30 in the morning, don't blame me. You have a good one. Tell Ann I said hi. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Appreciate the conversation, John, and you have a nice evening, sir. Okay, KK4JBQ, let me make one more call. Alpha through Zulu, any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So, John, Larry, you got the stump for the second time. I apologize. Lesson learned. I'm still learning here. So go ahead and what's your question about the antenna launcher? Because the video I sent you, I managed to also shoot a hole in the garage door in the shop, a metal door, and it busted about a 3-inch hole through the metal door. So, you know, it's not been a good day. Last couple of days at the Hightower Farm, over.
Made a giggling, I swear. Well, you know, you're good net control, Chad, and I know you're in the learning stage and all that, but you're also a good traffic control. That was smooth. It was, you know, a little bit jagged, but that went real well. I didn't mind hanging on, standing by. I intend to say what I'm going to say. Well, anyway, so, let's see, antenna launcher. Yes,
My question was, is what propelled your weight, and what weight did you use inside the tube? It happened so quick that it wasn't clear in the video.
So it is a 3/4-inch piece of aluminum round stock, which is basically a slug. I started off with 3 inches. The first one I fired obviously went through the garage door, and not only did it go through the door, I was not able to find it. So it went through the door and, you know, out in the woods somewhere. So I just got another piece of bar stock and cut a third one, and bought a 500 feet of masonry cord, and got the bright idea that if I put it on a spindle and turned it parallel to the launcher, as the slug went out of the barrel, it would, you know, pull the string off as it went through the barrel. Well, no, that didn't work. So the slug broke the twine, and it disappeared out into nowhere, completely out of sight. So the third one was 550 cord, 150 feet of it, and it is propelled by 120 pounds of compressed air.
Okay, now I got a better picture of it now. That's just fascinating. It is. And, you know, I think I can count on you to point it in a direction where there's nothing downrange. But when you hit a door, it's obvious that something went wrong. Oh, my word. Those things are... well, they perform better than you might think, especially with that kind of weight. Oh, my goodness. It makes me recall a video I saw made by a fellow who has put out many videos since then. This was about 9 years ago, I guess. He attended a ham fest where they were having an antenna launcher contest. And it was several stages in the contest, several parts. One of them was distance. And there were different kinds of launchers, there were it's not a rubber band, but you know, an elastic band type of launcher. And then there were air-propelled launchers like yours. And there weren't any that used, you know, explosive gas or anything like that. I think they go through the line there. But over 300 feet downrange. That's just incredible. I don't know what they used. Maybe I didn't pay close enough attention. I can't recall what they used as a weight on the end of the line. And let's see, the second part of the contest was that they put a hoop in the air. It's about, maybe four times the diameter of a basketball hoop, okay? But it's a good 45, 50 feet up in the air. And you have to stand quite a ways back behind the line, of course, and try to get it through the hoop. And they had to go through an instant replay kind of thing, to make sure that, because it's going through so fast, this did not have a line on it, you know, to retrieve it. Because, of course, if they went through the hoop, it would get hung up in there. But anyway, very interesting video. And I'll send a link to you for it if you'd like to. It's very entertaining. And I just think that a marvelous contest for a field day or some sort of club outing of some kind. Where people are interested in using these tools. Thank you for that, for including me in the mailing list that received that. I always enjoy little little stories from the high tower summer.
Larry, Jed4RJN sent me a text, said he'd like to make a comment, so let me let me open it up and let's see what he's got to say. Jed4RJN, go ahead, sir.
This is KN4RJN. If you can punch a 3-inch hole in a metal door, maybe you ought to make a few of those and pack them up and send them over to Ukraine.
Well, John, what the videos I've been watching up on YouTube, it looks like they don't, they pretty much got that figured out. That's what I'm seeing. But exactly what happened was, there's a 5 feet piece of 1-inch PVC that's hooked to it, and I made it that long so that I couldn't get my face in front of it. It's, you know, well above my head, so when I'm loading it, if, you know, if it goes off, it doesn't hurt me. But I screwed the top of the regulator out and made a push button dump valve on it, so, and it's a little touchy, it's a little touchier than I expected, so you push down on that, and it dumps all of that 120 pounds of air pressure instantly, so I didn't put but about 60 pounds of air in it, and I'm thinking, okay, well, that's not going to do a whole lot, and put a pair of old shop rag made out of denim and put it around the barrel twice, two layers, and it went through the denim and went through the door, and I just thought, well, I can't believe I just did that, but you know, it's pretty effective. It works pretty well. So yeah, go ahead and take it, John.
This is KM4RJ, and what was the diameter of the tube that you used to launch this thing?
I'll send you the video. It's a piece of 1-inch PVC, but the ID is about 50 thousandths bigger than a piece of 3/4-inch round stock. So it's a pretty, it's not a snug fit, but it's enough to, you know, it doesn't let a whole lot bypass. And the interesting thing is that Gary, KI4DUS, I don't know if you've ever seen him with his little slingshot and the lead sinker. He gets deadly with that thing. And I've tried to build me one, and I can't get it to work like his. So I just said, well, let me do something a little bit easier here. So I come up with this, and it will take 150 feet of paracord with it. That's what I'm talking about now. It takes the whole 150 feet with it and takes it over the tree, too. So if you can get it, once you get it over the tree, you just tie the antenna to the end of it and just, you know, pull it back across the tree. So I got some tweaking to do, but, you know, the concept works.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I just did some quick calculations on that. That's you put 120 PSI through a 1-inch tube, you just pump that thing out with 90 pounds of force. So, yeah, you probably sent that thing into it. There's probably a couple of dead animals out in your woods with a metal slug in their head or something.
Probably out in outer space, but Larry, you still in there?
Point this, you know, party line type of wreck, too.
I brought it up to Liberty today and showed it to Chris and let him take a look at it. And I met up with Gary this afternoon and let him take a look at it too, show them the video. And like I said, I got some tweaking to do on it, but I think it's gonna work.
Sure. The only experience I have had is the slingshot type of thing, and from my reading and watching what other people have done in the past, I used a tennis ball. If it should strike somebody, it's not going to go through them. And what would weight the tennis ball any better than 23 pennies? It's the perfect weight. Just cut you a slot in that tennis ball and deposit the pennies in there. And the slingshot that I got was, you know, these really heavy rubber band things, and worked marvelous over the tree, no problem at all. From the video that I mentioned, that I will be happy to send a link to you, the diameter was larger on the launchers, the air pressure launchers that were used, and son of a gun. When those things went off, now they were outside, and I don't know what the topography was like, but you heard the report of the launch through the hills or whatever, and it sounded just like a bull elephant. You know, like that. And it echoed through, and it was a larger diameter, maybe 2, maybe 3 inches in diameter. But it's sort of like the trunk on an elephant. It made a dead ringer sound for a bull elephant.
The last video I sent you, I think I sent you three. It's got a different report when you're standing behind it than it does when you're, you know, got the camera set up to the side, but it's got some recoil to it too.
Fascinating, just fascinating. You'll have to put together some instruction plans, because I think there might be a few folks out there who would like to repeat your success. It is no fun to just sling one up in the tree by, you know, just you and yourself. You can throw your arm away real quick. You do need some help on that. Well, I've had a good time, and John, it's been a pleasure to have you in here with this little experience, and I wish the two of you a really good evening, and it's been my pleasure. And Chad, as always, it's been a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. KK4 JBQ.
John's both, and I'll keep you updated on how the launcher goes. But with that, I'll go ahead and ask for any more check-ins. Any stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
K1CJW with a comment. Are we still in the Raichu section?
Messed it all up tonight. I'm so sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Roland.
I just listened to the tail end about antenna launches, and I was sitting, it was a real warm day today, and I was sitting in my backyard, and I was thinking of putting up another antenna, but the trees that I have over here are quite high, and then I come out with an idea. I don't know if anybody's ever done it, tried it, but how about using a drone as an antenna launcher? I think that would make the, there would be no limit how high the trees are, and I think that it would work very, very well. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. I have not. So, what do you think of that, Chad?
W4DJW, our net manager, Dave, he does a lot of that. I'm pretty sure I've heard him make comments during the day about it. But I think that's a really good idea. You know, you pick up one end and one end of the antenna, and you know, drop it exactly where you want. But I don't know how to fly a drone, so I'm just kind of doing, you know, what I could do. But I do know he does that, and I think it's pretty effective.
All you have to do is tie a fishing line to it, and just fly it and drop it on the other side. I got trees here. I don't know how high they are. They're 60, 70 feet tall, and I was thinking of putting a dipole. But but I says I'll never get an antenna launcher to go up high enough, and then I came up with that idea, and I might buy a drone just to try it out. And he flies model airplanes a lot, so I'm sure he could handle that without any problems whatsoever. T1CJW.